is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Wow, what a way to start the show here tonight. So much excitement around our studio after the walk-off home run from Yordan Alvarez. Three-run shot, and it's an 8-7 win for the Houston Astros in the playoffs. Now, you talk about grabbing momentum back. That was unbelievable. You know what? Let's start the show. Andrew Carlson, producer extraordinaire. Let's just replay that home run shot.
Here's the pitch. Swing, and there's a drive. Sock to right. Back it goes, and that's a walk-off shot. A walk-off shot. Yordan Alvarez has done it with a three-run blast in the bottom of the ninth. And Houston pulls it out 8-7. Holy cow.
713-780-3776 is the number. So I'm in studio. I'm preparing for the game. I'm watching the game as well. All the guys come in from the wheelhouse. They're coming in for like that little mini hit segment show they just did. And the first guy up, no question, was Cody Stutz on the Yordan Alvarez shot. He was up. Andrew Carlson was up. BK was up. That was a really magical moment. I should have put a video on that because these guys were all jumping around. We were all up. It was pretty spectacular. So great way to start the show tonight here with the Houston Astros coming back to win that game against the Seattle Mariners after a very rough start for Justin Verlander. All right, welcome into Soccer Matters here tonight. Daspit Law Firm is always presenting. We got a lot to get through here tonight. We got a number of interviews. I got Houston Dash playoff tickets to give away. Eddie Robinson's going to join me for two segments. We're going to talk Major League Soccer playoffs. We are also going to talk tonight about the Dynamo, the roster, their last game against Galaxy. They were completely beaten down in that one. I'm going to tell you why that is not a bad result. I'm going to tell you why it is a bad result. Tonight. I want to get to that. So, a lot to get to. Caprice Didasco from the Houston Dash will be on ahead of their playoff game against Kansas City. Like I said, we got tickets to that. Brian Dunseth will join to talk Major League Soccer playoffs. Real Salt Lake will take on Austin FC. By the way, Austin FC fans, I know you're feeling good. It was an incredible body of work. This is a very tricky game against Real Salt Lake. When you win at the end of the season, in the very last game, and you enter the playoffs with that kind of momentum, euphoria, and kind of no pressure going into Q2 Stadium, be careful. There's going to be upsets here. We're going to go through the brackets tonight. Let's go to the phone lines to Justin, who I believe is in North Dakota. All right, Justin. We like taking calls from North Dakota. What's on your mind, Justin?
Hey, Glenn. Sorry it's been many years since I last called in, but I just wanted to thank you and Eddie for the broadcast over all these years. Your broadcasts are very important to me because most of Dynamo's existence, I've lived far away from Houston. But I remember, you know, being a kid, calling into your post-game shows outside Robinson near Autograph Alley, getting as many autographs as a kid could, you know. And those are special moments for me. And I'm hopeful to hear in your calls, you know, next season over the radio and stuff. That'd be great.
Justin, it's a great phone call. Thank you for that. And you know, you just brought up a great example of why regional broadcasts and broadcasters are important. Now, that's all going to go away with Apple and Major League Soccer. And so you got all these local guys that will not be calling games. Now, the hope for Eddie and I is that we'll get picked up with the Apple MLS broadcasts. We could be doing radio here. Really, there's a lot of unknown right now. What we do know about the Apple deal is that there will be six games available without any pay scale or pay fee, right? But then you will have to pay for additional games and subscribe. So there's all that element to it. There are some things that are still nebulous. Both Eddie and I have you know, gone through kind of an interviewing process with consultant firms. And What we do know is they don't want to keep regional broadcasters together, so they're going to break it up and try and start anew with differing pairings and things. So time will tell, Justin.
Oh, well, it's good to hear that you've interviewed, though. That's good. Well, regardless of the turnout, I'm definitely going to be seeking you two out for the Houston game specifically. But as for the state of the team, I mean, obviously we all understand there needs to be significant roster turnover, and I am sympathetic to Pat's situation that he inherited with the contract constraints, the roster constraints, cap restraints, and all this. But I think it's fair to say in past time to start moving on from some of the guys who've been soaking up a lot of minutes, a lot of cap space for these last 4 or 5 seasons. I mean, some of these guys, I mean, might even be considered fan favorites, but I look at, you know, specifically a guy like Matias Vero with over 100 appearances for the club. He's sitting on about 625K and not a single playoff appearance for him. Adam Lundqvist, over 100 appearances for the club, approximately 375K as a left back, not a single playoff appearance. I mean, these are guys that have soaked up a lot of time with the team, and there hasn't been much to show for it, honestly. And I think these are just two examples. You know, it goes beyond just the depth that could potentially be turned over. You can really also ask questions of guys that have been heavily involved over these last 4 seasons with not much to show for it. And I know they may be great locker room guys. They might be hardworking, but it's just not working out. And like you've mentioned before, a change of scenery might be best for some of these guys, not just the depth pieces, but I think you can really start to examine some people that are on some money that have been playing for a while now. So I've been hearing you talk about that recently, and I agree. I think that has some decisions to make. Hopefully it's soon. I'd like to start seeing some movement as soon as possible to keep everybody engaged but over the offseason. But, yeah, excited for the playoffs, though. And like I said, I'll be seeking you guys out. I'll hop off and listen to the rest of the way. Appreciate it.
Justin, that's a great phone call. Great takes right there. Look, there's options, I believe, that already we've heard. And I appreciate that from Justin because you know what that tells you? That's the generational turnover. That's the influence that local commentators can have on their teams, right? I mean, I know Astros fans are wishing Bloomer and Callis were calling these games, right? I mean, they're the guys in the know. So, you know, that's going to go away in Major League Soccer. There's a little bit of a calculated risk to that. Radio will become more important. Internet streams will become more important. But I like what Justin had to say there. And I look, this is professional sports. There are guys on the Dynamo now, and I've asked Pat Onstad, the general manager, this, that have just been here through low times for too long, one playoff appearance in 9 years. You have to wonder what that does psychologically to them. And if, in fact, you really need to factor that in. And, you know, we're getting the videos at the end of the year, thank you fans and all, and that's genuine. I get it. But it's one playoffs in 9 years. One. It's the same thing every year. We start off with a couple of wins. Everybody's optimistic. We downward spiral in the summer months. And then we're out of the playoffs, even though mathematically we're going to tell everybody, oh, we're still in it. You know, but we know you're not getting in the playoffs with that team. And I don't want to be, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I'm not disrespectful here, but we have got to put our big boy pants on in Houston. We got to be a professional soccer team. We got to be authentic. We got to move the needle back to some authenticity, along with all the social media and the commercialism and all the other things that have to come with sports now. But we got to make it more authentic. You want to put people in those seats, improve the product, get more skilled players in there that can create plays and make plays from an attacking standpoint. Build this roster because it has been destroyed by lack of investment in the past. I'm not talking about the new owner, Ted Siegel. I'm talking about the past and mumbo jumbo and trying to pass people off to a very educated soccer public, you know. And you will see people come back. But you have to go after this unique fan, which is hard to believe, is an authentic soccer fan in Houston when that is the biggest strength we have in this city. We got authentic soccer fans from all over the world that will come to games if there is a product there that is exciting week in and week out. And there's no question. All you got to do is look at the Galaxy game from this weekend. Remember when the Dynamo smoked the Galaxy under Paulo Nagamura 3-0 out in Los Angeles? They wanted Chris Klein fired. They were questioning Greg Vanney, everything. You know what? That was a completely different team you saw this past Sunday in the final game of the season. The LA Galaxy absolutely took apart the Houston Dynamo in midfield. They won this game 3-1. They took them apart. What was different? We can talk tactics all we want. You have to have players that can carry out tactics, right? If I'm being really blunt here. You know what was different? Martin Caceres, who has played for Uruguay. Hard-nosed Uruguayan professional defender at center back. Right in front of him, Brugman, another Uruguayan, 30 years old, seasoned. These two guys balanced that team off beautifully. So the young Ricky Pooch, now he was a bit of a risk coming from Barcelona. He basically got drop-kicked out of there, partying too much, too many flashy photos with cars and all that stuff. There was a real question about him. That is no nonsense. They don't take that at Barcelona. And we had Jordi Sunyer from TV3 on here who confirmed that Ricky Pooch was not living it up to it. But that's a guy who played 50 times for Barcelona in front of crowds of 90,000 people. That guy ran the show on Sunday. That guy stood above everybody from an attacking standpoint. Scored one of the goals. Combined with Chicharito. Chicharito has 11 goals in 12 games. Why is the LA Galaxy better? Because they have plugged in three quality players. Three quality players that have changed the complexion of that team. And now they're a dangerous animal going into the playoffs against Nashville. Okay? So, you know, we can sit here and we can talk tactics and all these things, but you have to have the players that can take care of employing and implementing and carrying out the tactics of a coach. Okay, it's pretty simple right now. That game was the perfect example for all of us. So why do I say it's okay that was a loss? Because that brought us all back down to earth. That was an artificial five games. It was some good stuff in those five games. But we have to be honest about the overall body of work and not get, you know, our orange glasses on and think everything's okay because we had a couple of good games. And we're going to hand Kenny Bundy the job and go into a third straight season with a coach that has not had an MLS experience. And by the way, Kenny Bundy did a wonderful job over those five games. And he's on the show tonight. Kenny will be on and did a wonderful job. But we got to be a little bit more realistic. Now, I do love the fact that everybody's talking about it. So, look, there are players that are going to have their options declined. You're going to hear about it. I think one's already come out today, Memo Rodriguez. Memo, for my money, needs to be moved on. He needs to get out of the coddled environment in Houston. He needs to test himself in an environment that, you know, I think at some phases here, Memo was... Because he was a local guy, I think he was oversold to the public. I don't think that helped him. I think he's a talented soccer player, no question. But when you're a young guy and you're still trying to prove yourself and you've got your face on the side of a building and you're doing every media request, you're not doing right by that player. We have to become more professional. And I think it has become more professional under Pat Onstad and under Asher Mendelsohn. So, that's where the optimism lies in the future. Now, it's going to be exciting to talk about the roster in the offseason, who's going to be the coach, all those things. We'll talk to Eddie Robinson about that a little bit. All right, Andrew, that was something watching Yordan Alvarez. I mean, that was just a great sports moment, and to be up here in studio with you guys was pretty cool. I love that.
It was a lot of fun, man, and the Astros have given us a lot of those moments over the last 5 years or so, and long may they continue, because this sort of stuff is special, Glenn, and I don't think people in the city take it for granted. We've never had a team like the Astros, or at least like this current Astro stretch. We may never have it again, so we got to cherish it while we have it, because it was a whole lot of fun to watch that comeback today, and they've given us a ton of those moments over the last few years.
You know what I was thinking on the way into the studio? And I was a baseball fan as a kid, and I played as a little kid. I even went to a baseball camp at Williamsport. But then this man came into my town and started teaching us soccer and made it the greatest game on the planet to me. So I kind of phased out of baseball. But, yeah, I was thinking, George Springer and Correa both have moved on. Those guys were huge in postseason. So there's my one little baseball take. I know you love it out there. I am well-rounded, by the way. All right, 713-780-3776. Quick word here. They must be going nuts down at Cobos right now. Cobos is our newest sponsor. A big thank you to Raul. Raul took care of all of our TV crew after our final regional game. It was a pretty emotional moment, but a great one. It's in Edo. It's packed right now. It's right near PNC Stadium in Minute Maid Park. Raul Jacobo, great open space, clean as a whistle, great food. We had a wonderful night there Sunday with Brock Jessel, Eddie Robinson, the whole TV crew was there. Great smoked barbecue quesadillas. He was bringing all kinds of stuff out. Wings, smoked pork belly, always running specials. Cobos and Edo. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Talk Major League Soccer playoffs, Kylian Mbappe. We can go more Dynamo. And I appreciate that phone call from Justin. Great call there. Take a break.
ESPN 97.5.
Danish inspirations, timeless contemporary furniture since 1982. Our invitation is for you to come in and sit down in a stressless leather recliner and sofa. Probably the most comfortable seating in the world. A great way to watch a great soccer game. Go to danishinspirations.com and stressless.com to fulfill your comfort goals.
Danish Inspirations.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Every Sunday, I tell my buddy Steven, don't bet on the Cowboys. They suck. But he bets on them anyway. That's dumb, Steven. But you know better and pick winners every weekend. So why not get paid for your picks at MyBookie? At MyBookie, you can bet single game spreads, money lines, or even parlay them together to increase your payouts. They also have contests with low entry fees and over a half a million to be won. So you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. And you'll definitely enjoy their prop builder so you can bet on individual players' performances. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie.ag. Use promo code BET975 on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. With action like this, MyBookie makes it simple to bet and win, even for Steven, if he'll listen. Make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Keeping Texas chill. Hey, John Granato here, and you know I'm keeping Texas chill with my cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Coors Light is the official beer of hitting the green in regulation. It's the official beer of finding a 20 in the front left pocket of your jeans. You know what's the official beer of my football team winning by a certain number of points? Coors Light, that's right. Do your part keeping Texas chill. Make your next beer a Coors Light. I'm John Granato, and I approve this Coors Light message.
This is Marcus from Orleans Seafood Kitchen, home of Shrimp Fest Thursday. And boy, do we have some big news. We've just opened a new location in Fulshear near Cross Creek Ranch. If you're in Katy or Fulshear and craving your Cajun favorites, then you need to stop by Orleans Seafood Kitchen. For years, we've partnered with HR&P for all human resources and payroll needs. HR&P does the heavy lifting for HR so we can focus on providing the best Cajun food in two locations.
Let HR&P customize a plan for your business. Get started at HRP.net.
Your Houston Astros are back in the playoffs.
Off the end of the bat, carrying and gone.
After a phenomenal regular season, they look to cap off a great year with another world championship. And you can hear every single catch, homer, and big play of the Houston Astros postseason on your home for the 2022 World Series, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
brought to you by Rambler Sparkling Water, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Allstate Windows and Siding. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Talk about lighting the fuse. Blackberry Smoke will be in Houston. Great band. But Yordan Alvarez lit that fuse. Three-run shot, grabs momentum back. 8-7. The Astros, after that walk-off home run, come back and basically just grab this thing back from the Seattle Mariners. You talk about grabbing momentum. Pretty fantastic. All right, we got a goal call? Let's jump on Sebas Ferreira.
Here's Griffin Dorsey now joining in. Now the Dynamo countering the pressure. Nobody's stepping up. Here's Corey Baird, the header. Sebas Ferreira. That's what you call punishing an opponent. Ferreira hits his 13th of the year.
Okay, so I just played that really quickly because to me that was symbolic of maybe the future for the Dynamo. A 13-goal scorer from Paraguay. He's been called up to the Paraguayan national team. That was the positive that came out of this game, just to reinforce they've got to get more attacking players in and around him. All right, Advantage BMW in Midtown. You're going to experience premium service tailored to you. Excellence at Advantage BMW isn't just offered, it's expected. Service center dedicated to putting your time first. And the expert sales team, Justin, Steven, they'll help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray or at AdvantageBMWinHouston.com. Advantage BMW in Midtown. And by the way, I'm seeing some videos on Twitter already. It's blowing up at Cobos downtown. So if you're in the Edo and you want to have some fun, get over to Cobos. All right. Color analyst for the Houston Dynamo. He's won the MLS Cup 4 times. Think about that. He's Eddie Robinson, great friend of mine. We called our last game Sunday. He joins us now. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, but I don't think you can use color analyst for Houston Dynamo anymore.
Well, listen, we had an incredible 11 years. We'll see what the future's going to bring. That was a bittersweet day. When I got home, I just kind of sat down on my couch for a little while and just kind of thought about the day and the last couple days. You know, as we mentioned with the Apple TV deal, all the regional broadcasters around the country go away. Have you processed it? What's going through your mind since Sunday?
I don't know. I don't think I have yet because it's been such a constant in my life for over a decade, you know. And you and I have been very fortunate to, you know, we're one of the few that have been kept around for a long time. I'm a little disappointed that, you know, the only thank yous we got were from our boss, Doc Jessel, and the fan base. I don't recall anyone from the organization coming up and saying thank you for all that you've done. So that was a bit disappointing, but it is what it is. Like you said, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the future holds. I'd love to be a part of this Apple TV deal, but if not, then I'll live. I'll live. And something new will come up, I'm certain of that.
Eddie Robinson joining us tonight. And, 11 years, it kind of went in the blink of an eye. But, you know, a lot happened in both of our lives during those 11 years, now that I'm thinking back to it. So it's great times. And, you know, listen, the one thing that nobody can take away is we became great friends. We both were honest with the viewers and the listeners. That was an aim of ours. We stuck with that, and we certainly enjoyed it. And we talk soccer still, and we won't stop talking soccer. And let's continue with it tonight. You want to start with a little bit of Premier League, Arsenal and Liverpool?
Ooh.
Now, we didn't get to see all of that. Did you get to see all of that game or not?
No, I had to leave at halftime, but I got to the stadium so early that I got to catch the tail end of it.
So we got bits and pieces of it. But, you know, I guess the real statement here is, and we'll bring Andrew in on this one as well because he's an Arsenal guy, but the big statement here is when you see Arsenal 3, Liverpool 2, you just start going, okay, this project under Arteta is becoming more real. Is that fair to say?
I mean, 100%. And when people talk about managers around the world, if you ask them, has there been a manager in the last 20 years who's changed the way the game is played, you're certainly going to say Pep Guardiola. Mikel Arteta spent a lot of time under Pep, and you can see a lot of those small nuances that Pep Guardiola stressed, the possession, the spacing between the players, between the back four and the midfield three, between the midfield three each individually, between the midfield three and the front three. When do the outside fullbacks join the attack? The decision-making in possession. When is it time to transition really quick? When is it time to take our time to move the ball up the field? It's just, it's so methodical. And it reminds me so much of what Pep Guardiola has done with Manchester City.
Yeah, good points all around. I was rooting for Arteta. Remember, they wanted Arteta out. My great friend Andrew Carlson, who, like Eddie, he's the producer of the show, is a huge Arsenal fan. And I've seen over the last couple of years, and he's been working on the show, I've seen him suffer through Arsenal. He's a huge Arsenal fan. And I got to think he's feeling better now based on where they are. So, Andrew, let's give you a take on this because I know you watched the whole game.
Glenn, it was... I don't even know if I have the words necessarily to describe how euphoric it was watching some of those goals roll in, because Arsenal has played extremely well against some of the top sides over the last year and a half under Arteta, but the one that has eluded him in terms of a truly good performance is Liverpool. They've had some good performances against City. They've had wins against United, against Tottenham, against Chelsea, but Liverpool has had their number every single time. I'm going to throw two numbers out here at you, 46 and 44. 46 was the number of touches they had in the Liverpool box on Saturday. 44 was the combined number of touches they've had in the Liverpool penalty area in their last five Premier League games against the Reds. So that should tell you all you need to know about just what a step up in performance this was for Arsenal this past Saturday versus what we've seen against
and
Liverpool
roster,
in the past.
And roster, don't forget.
Oh, absolutely.
The changes in this roster, the players seem more professional. The bar has been raised under Arteta. It's this, listen, if we want to take it to MLS terms, this is what the Dynamo have to do. Because I think Arsenal had flatlined.
Oh, absolutely.
Ambition-wise, everything. I think the Dynamo have flatlined over many years now. Ambition-wise, and I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, when a bar is not set higher from leadership in the past, I mean, players are going to fall in line, and they may think they're playing better than they actually are. But the upgrade in the roster is pretty phenomenal as well. Can we play the Gabriel Martinelli goal? Because he's becoming one of my favorite players in all of the Premier League.
Saka. And Van Dijk is in retreat, and Odegaard is joining in, and he's seen Martinelli! Extraordinary! Another magic moment in time for Gabriel Martinelli! It's a wow start for Arsenal!
So it was Martinelli, Saka, and then Saka again taking a penalty, which is pretty courageous to counter the Darwin Nunez and Roberto Firmino goals. By the way, after the game, Jurgen Klopp is basically... You know, it's hard to believe. He's waving the white flag. Here's what he said after the game about the title race.
Yeah, not in the title race. Imagine I would sit here and think, look, we saw a lot of things. So we have problems in the moment, but because the team informed the leader of the table, massive problems today. I think even in a really bad situation for us, with early changes and stuff like this, we caused them real problems. So that's the truth as well. So we have to continue. So, of course, in a situation like ours, now you play Arsenal, and now we play Rangers, obviously, and then you play Man City. Is that the perfect opponent for finding confidence back? Probably not. But we will go out there and fight. We work on solutions. Today I saw, how's that? Some of them.
Wow, Eddie. That's some post-match commentary and sound from Jurgen Klopp. That's there's a lot of honesty in there. There's just, I mean, he's saying, I mean, you know, that's something. How about commenting on Jurgen Klopp of Liverpool?
Well, you said it, Glenn. I mean, he's just so honest. But when you're sitting in 10th place after 8 games played to make up 14 points on an Arsenal, 13 on a Manchester City, even 10 on Tottenham. I mean, you're looking at a tall, tall hill to climb. And when you think about Liverpool's, you know, their upcoming matches, it's just going to be, it's going to be incredible. Unless there's some kind of crazy turnaround, the one thing that Jurgen Klopp has always been is a motivator. And he's going to have to figure something out here because it's the last few years, it's come pretty easy for Liverpool. Everything's been so fluid. And you can't help but point to the loss of Sadio Mane and what that's done to this attack and the balance. Trent Alexander-Arnold hasn't been himself. Jordan Henderson's getting a little bit older. You know, you got to think that Liverpool, in the back of their minds, are saying to themselves, we've got to make some changes come January, because if we don't, there's no chance. And Jurgen Klopp has said it. So it's pretty shocking and pretty surprising. But I think there's a lot of things that you can point to that would actually justify their position.
Liverpool goes down to Arsenal 3-2. Tomorrow they'll play Rangers in the Champions League. And then, as you heard Jurgen Klopp say, they're going to be at home to Manchester City. That is going to be – that's must-see TV just based on what kind of response do you get now. And then Arsenal will go to Leeds, so we'll have a little American flavor to that one. So you know what, Andrew? Jesse Marsh is going to put one over on the Arsenal on Sunday.
I will see about that. We'll see about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Well, we'll have some fun with that one. And by the way, Brendan Aaronson had a great weaving setup of the first Leeds goal in their last match, which they ultimately lost. I think that was to Crystal Palace. Eddie, all right. Let's move into some of the MLS playoffs here. So we got LA and Nashville. LAFC's got a bye. If the Galaxy beat Nashville, you will have an El Tráfico battle between LAFC and Los Angeles. You know everybody at the MLS League offices are certainly hoping for that one. How about a thought on that, LA against Nashville? And we just saw a really good LA Galaxy bolstered by some signings that made them look a completely different team than we saw the first time the Dynamo played them.
Well, I mean, it's quite interesting. You just hit the nail on the head. LAFC is coming to this with a poor game under their belt against the team that the Dynamo just beat, right? In Nashville FC. So, in SC, and LA Galaxy looked on just a different planet. And you asked me in the post-game show, do I think that it was the Dynamo playing poorly or LA Galaxy playing really, really good? And my answer was 90% it was LA Galaxy playing really, really good. The Dynamo didn't have their best game, but even on the Dynamo's best day, I really don't think that when LA Galaxy play like that, the Dynamo can match player for player in any position on the field, maybe the exception of goalkeeper. I mean, Steve Clark, you know, he deserves a lot of credit because that game could have been a lot worse with some of the saves that he made. The season could have been a lot worse if it weren't for Steve Clark. So, you know, Pat Onstad's got a lot of work ahead of him, and I look forward to seeing some of the roster moves that come out that they decide. We've already seen one coach get fired in Caleb Porter up in Columbus. Kenny Bundy came into this, and he's told us this, knowing that it wasn't going to be his job full-time, and this loss might have cooled off some of the fans saying, oh, yeah, give it to Kenny. You're going to have to find someone that comes in and knows how to navigate Major League Soccer, even with a team that might be subpar, because will the Dynamo be able to make all the changes they need to compete for a top four, top five position in the Western Conference? I don't know.
Yeah, so
I don't know. There's going to have to be some magic on the part of Pat Onstad and company.
Yeah, so that was interesting because, yeah, those three players, Martin Caceres, Brugman, and Ricky Pooch, just made a phenomenal difference. And I think what we sometimes also forget is the tertiary benefit of bringing in quality players like that, right? So if I'm looking strictly at the LA Galaxy from that game, then guys like Julian Araujo, right? Maybe there's a little less pressure than on them. There's more guys that can hold a ball in a midfield to allow him to get in front of the ball as an attacking right back. You know, Mark Delgado now looks like he's shining more because maybe he has a little less responsibility with the quality of the guys around him. I mean, this is the type of thing that can happen with the Dynamo and Pat Onstad as they continue to revamp the roster. But as you said, you know, they've got their three DP spots filled. They're going to have to use targeted allocation money. They're going to have to make some good trades. They need to find somebody in the draft. They got to produce some of their own. And they got to use that under 22 initiative. So there's a lot of things there. Dallas, Minnesota. Let's hold Dynamo for, okay, so we got to head to break. Eddie, we'll come back. We'll do more. 713-780-3776. Eddie, I want you to contemplate this too. The other two games in the Western Conference, Dallas and Minnesota. Yeah, Austin and RSL. So you could have Dallas and Austin FC in a conference semifinal. Then in the East, it's Philadelphia with a bye. The Red Bulls taking on Cincinnati and Jeff Cameron. New York City FC taking on Miami. And Montreal and Orlando are the other teams. Montreal, one of the big surprise teams. Wilfred Nancy, is that guy up for the coach of the year? Or Josh Wolfe? Let's think about who might be the coach of the year this year. We'll take a break here. I want to remind you here that Lamont Brantz, get your Soccer Matters t-shirts there. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity, provides scholarships to cancer patients, awareness, and fundraising. As you know, Soccer Matters is a platform for spreading pediatric cancer awareness. Our good friends, Jerry and Mel Lamont, they're former Marines, LamontBrands.com, two of the nicest guys you will ever meet. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirt. LamontBrands.com and support the game and support pediatric cancer. Right now, a four-pack of tickets to Houston Dash, Kansas City Current in their first ever playoff match this Sunday.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, soccer fans, a moment here for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Now, John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. You might get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm has you covered and will work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, proud sponsor of Soccer Matters.
Repeat after me. I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
It's a Jamie from Progressive.
Shh, Jamie!
No, it's all right. I can talk. Progressive protects you 24-7, which means you can contact us anytime.
Shh.
I'm getting a loud shh sound, so I'm going to talk louder. What can I help you with today? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Progressive can do that.
Shh.
There's that noise again. Hold on. Let me put you on speaker.
Contact us 24-7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention BetUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the game begins.
I can walk again. I can cross my legs again. I can wear heels again.
After years of living with chronic joint pain, Andrea Southard is now living a normal life, pain-free, thanks to natural biologic treatments at QC Kinetics.
We tried everything, and my husband had heard the commercial for QC Kinetics on the radio, and he told me to call him and check it out.
That phone call changed Andrea's life. QC Kinetics used powerful natural biologics to treat her aching joints. It's high-tech precision medicine that can restore and repair damaged joint tissue with no surgery and no drugs, providing lasting relief.
I felt like I was in my 20s again. I could tie my own shoes. Really, the little things that you don't think about.
Pain in your hips, knees, back, shoulders? Get rid of the pain now. Call QC Kinetics.
713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000.
Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief took care of Eric's problem.
And now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
It goes again here from Kreuz, and there's the touch. And there is the equalizing goal. Rudiger rising to turn it goalwards. And in the last minute of added time, Real Madrid may well have pinched the point that will secure qualification tonight after all.
That was against Shakhtar Donetsk because of the war in the Ukraine. That game was played in Poland, and I came into studio today, and producer Andrew Carlson was talking about Antonio Rudiger scoring that goal and then ended up coming up in a face full of blood, right?
Yeah, he had a collision with the keeper, I think, who came out for the ball, and then there was a defender whose head was involved too. It was a nasty, nasty scene, but I'm sure once he gets all stitched up, he won't mind too much.
Well worth it. 1-1 draw. So that was Shakhtar Donetsk against Real Madrid. Dortmund 1-1 with Sevilla. Jude Bellingham scoring in that one. Chelsea 1-0 victory over AC Milan. It ended 2-0. Jorginho hit a penalty. Benfica 1-1 with PSG. Maccabi Haifa 1-0 over Juventus, which Omar Atzili, that one ended 2-0. That's a big shock for Juventus, who continue to struggle. All right, we welcome you back to the show. Glenn Davis, Eddie Robinson here. I know it's happening down at Cobos and Edo right now after the huge Astros win, after the Yordan Alvarez three-run blast to just absolutely strike a huge body blow against Seattle. That was unbelievable. That's just moments in sports are great. 8-7 win. All right, Eddie, Coach of the Year. That's what I left you with when we went to break. What do you think?
I mean, here's the question you have to answer first is, should Coach of the Year go to a newer coach that's turned a team around, such as a Josh Wolf, or a coach in, let's say, Jim Curtin, who for the last 4 or 5 years has been absolutely lighting up the league with young players? They've won the Eastern Conference this year with young players, with a young lineup. He brings in Daniel Gazdag. I mean, this is just it all depends on your taste, I guess. I take nothing away from Josh Wolf and the turnaround that he's put together with Austin FC. But leading up into the vote, the media vote, I got to vote. I'm sure you did. They've won one in their last seven. and Jim Curtin and Philadelphia Union are just flying right along. And that would be probably my pick.
It's very subjective. I think we're just having fun with it. But, you know, look, you can say LAFC. Look at Steve Cherundolo, first year, and people can say, oh, he's got resources. It doesn't matter. That guy's worked at coaching. He's been an assistant in Germany in the Bundesliga. He was a legend at his club there. He was with USL Las Vegas Lights. He's another one you could certainly say something about. You know, what about Cincinnati? That's a pretty big one there, I think, with Pat Noonan. People didn't know a lot about him. He's not a very outspoken guy. He's turned it around. So I think there's...
Greg Vanney in L.A. They haven't made the playoffs since 2019, which is something for the Galaxy. I mean...
So if we
probably
were,
argue this all day.
Yeah. Now, we were also talking about the MVP of the league. Hany Mukhtar, a lot of people are picking him with Nashville. You know, my opinion's a little jaded because I watch all the Austin FC games very intently for the version of Soccer Matters in Austin, and I just think the amount of different things Sebastian Driussi does, to me, is pretty remarkable. I mean, he is an all-around midfielder, scores timely goals, setup man, looks like a striker when he's in the penalty box, can set tempo for you, can hit a 60-yard ball on a dime, is back defending. I mean, this guy works when the ball's lost. He's pressing people. So I'm a big fan of his. He gets my vote. What do you think?
For me, it was between Gazdag and Mukhtar. But let's don't forget that Jesus Ferreira would have won the Golden Boot if penalty kicks didn't count to the total goals scored.
Mm-hmm.
It just comes down to your taste. What do you like in a player? Yeah. Do you like a goal scorer? Do you like a goal scorer and a guy that can create assists? Yeah. How many goal contributions do they have? Do they do the offensive and defensive work? I mean, it's really tough. And this is why, and I've been saying for a very long time, since I was a player, and that was a long time ago, that I certainly believe that based on the players that are on the field every single game and every single day in training, the player should be the ones voting on end-of-season awards because they're the ones that can recognize who's the most difficult to play against, who's the best defender, who's the MVP, who's the most valuable player to your team. And then when it comes to All-Star, let the fans and the media vote on that. Let us have some fun. That's who we want to see. That's a game for us.
Yeah, right? I like that theory. I like the way you laid that out. I think the only thing that I think about here is you always want to be engaging the media as any professional league, and certainly that's even more important with MLS, who's trying to carve out its place amongst the NHL and the NBA and the NFL and MLB. So, but I like that because I think you'd get a truer taste from the people who are actually in it on a daily basis playing against each other.
Well, and think about it. And think about England, right? They have a Players Player of the Year award that only the players and coaches get to vote for. And so maybe MLS could add that. And I'd love to see, like, a player's best 11 at the end of the season versus a best 11 that includes the players, media, general managers, coaches kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I think there'd be a lot of differences.
I think it would be fun. It would be a great comparison. I love the way you're going with this. I would also say that this is also a way to bring things back to authenticity as well, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's a big piece of what we have to do here in Houston to reclaim the game at the MLS product level, and that is authenticity. We want to, and I think Pat Onstad's aware of that, the Dynamo as an organization, this can't just be about social media, and, you know, this has to be more than that. I mean, you certainly have to cover all those categories. You got to serve different types of fans, but the authentic nature and the amount of authentic soccer fans in Houston, we're not tapping into them. And the way you get them is get your product where it belongs, entertaining product, winning product, and that can platform a lot of things, and it can make jobs easier for people, especially ticket sales and all these other components of a professional organization. But I like that theory, the way you do it with the players, and then one for the media, because That is authenticity. I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So Dallas, Minnesota, we talked about that. Austin FC, Real Salt Lake. We have Brian Dunseth coming up a little bit later who does the color for them. That's a tricky game, Eddie, because I was up there when Austin beat RSL 3-0. But Real Salt Lake dominated that game through 60 minutes. All the data categories, they had chances. Cordova should have scored goals in that first half. And then, of course, when Austin scores at home, it just like compounds in a New York minute, in a blink of an eye. And that was the hat trick for Musa Gite. But I think Real Salt Lake with Pablo Mastroeni, a fired-up type of guy, is a dangerous team to be playing in a single elimination playoff game.
Well, I mean, two things. Number one, if you go back to that early season game the Dynamo played against Real Salt Lake looked awful. They just looked bad. You and I talked about it after the game, off the air. They just did not look sharp. They did not look cohesive. They looked very poor. And then all of a sudden, they've started to turn it on, and they're hitting their stride. And the opposite can be said right now for Austin, because they were, I mean, just manhandling everybody throughout most of the season, but throughout these last eight games, as we mentioned earlier, they've only won one. So it's a tale of two different teams going in opposite directions. So the question is, can Josh Wolf get his team together? Now, we've heard all the quotes from the players and Josh Wolf himself about the poor officiating in their final game and how it's going to leave a bad taste in their mouth and put a little chip on their shoulder. And I think it was Brad Stewart that said you don't want to play an angry Austin FC team. So this one's for me is hard to predict, because you know you have all of these different variables that can play into this, and it's just this is a game I would not bet on. Absolutely would not bet on.
Well, RSL comes in as the last seed, so they get into the playoffs on the very last day, like a number of other teams in Major League Soccer. I think you grab this bizarre euphoria, confidence. You didn't think you were going to get there. Krylak was injured all year. Bobby Wood was. You lost Rushnak to the Seattle Sounders. You had ownership problems and all kinds of craziness there. Yet you're here. You got Mastroeni, who's a fiery guy, who's going to have these guys scratching, clawing, biting. I find this to be an incredibly dangerous game, a singular game. And Real Salt Lake, Eddie, for me, they don't have any pressure on them. They weren't supposed to get into the playoffs.
That's a really good point. That's a very, very good point. And you know, Pablo Mastroeni's got plenty of experience at being an underdog. Whether it was he himself trying to get into the national team when he was playing for Real Salt Lake, when he was playing for Colorado Rapids, you know, he never played for a New York or an L.A. Team, you know, in a big market. So he's got plenty of experience to share with those players. And all the pressure in the world is on Austin's shoulders. So this first 15 minutes is probably going to tell you the outcome of the game.
That's must-see TV right there. That's a good one. The playoffs are going to bring us some crazy things, as you so well know, Eddie, having gone through it so many times. You know, if you look at coaches, you know, and you get into this one game where a singular play can make the difference, or Gary Smith decided to come out tactically against the Dynamo and it hurt him. He got hit on the counter and they could never produce a goal until late in that game. You got to get your tactics right. You also don't, you don't want to meddle with your team too much, right? Like, the guys maybe become a little bit more conservative as a coach. I mean, there's all these little variables that have to be dealt with coaches. You there, Eddie? I don't know. We lost Eddie.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me?
No, I was just talking about the variables that, you know, the pressure that coaches have. And, you know, we've seen coaches in MLS get into a single playoff game, dramatically change some things, and it costs them.
Yeah. Well, something you brought up earlier that it really was interesting to me is Pat Noonan in Cincinnati. who's his assistant coach, Dominic Kinnear. Dominic Kinnear has as much playoff experience as almost any head coach in Major League Soccer, so he can lean on that. You know, Dom understands what it takes to maybe not be the Supporters Shield winner, because we only won it once in San Jose in 05. We got knocked out by L.A. early in the playoffs. But when we did win MLS Cup, we weren't the top seed in either in our conference. And we flip-flopped back and forth throughout expansion through the years.
Yep.
And so he's got that. So Red Bull of New York, I need to think about that. And I think Dom is going to sit down with Pat and say, what's gotten us here?
Eddie, I got to go. We're up on a hard break, but you make a good point. The asset of Dominic Kinnear for Pat Noonan is a very, very good one. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We got a number of good interviews. We got Jan Christensen from Denmark after a 0-0 draw between Manchester City and FC Copenhagen. We will have Caprice Didasco of the Houston Dash on the show. We will have Kenny Bundy coming up here to kind of put closure on the Dynamo season. Plus, Brian Dunseth, the color analyst, the former player in Major League Soccer, coming on the show to talk playoffs as well. Big, big thank you to our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, boat, car accident, 713-322-HURT. They are bilingual. And, of course, our great friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get down there. They got an expert sales team. They'll help you find the perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Advantage BMW in Midtown. Another four-pack to Houston Dash, Kansas City Current. And this time I'm going to give you the phone number. 713-780-3776. Fourth caller.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.